What can poker experts tell us? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Seth Frey, assistant professor of communication at the University of California, Davis, looks into how winning poker players use two sources of information where most only see one.
Games are important for telling us how people think and how we think about each other. Then my friends and I wanted to know what distinguishes expert poker players from amateurs. Winning in a game like poker means making profitable decisions while staying unpredictable. But if you think about it, those goals are opposed. Making profitable decisions means leveraging your opponent's behavior, while staying unpredictable often means randomizing on their behavior. Should you leverage it or ignore it? Can you have it both ways? To answer these questions, we looked at a few million hands of online poker by tens of thousands of players, with special attention to how players mix private information, the strength of their cards, with public information, the strength of their opponent's action. We showed that unprofitable players, the losers, were more likely to ignore their cards and focus myopically on their opponents, while experts were more likely to act not on their opponents alone or even on their cards alone, but on how those two interact. Basically, the experts were better at combining different sources of information to gain new, more holistic insights that couldn't have come from one place alone. Okay, so poker experts are better at thinking about poker. What's so interesting about that? Well, if you remember our question, there was this trade-off between being profitable and being unpredictable. But if you never react to the player without scrambling your reaction up with your cards, you make your motivations impossible to reverse engineer. With holistic reasoning, experts literally encrypt their thinking with their cards while revealing nothing about themselves. Where so much of the research about decision-making treats people as victims of uncertainty beyond their control, what we have here are experts actively courting uncertainty and bending it very creatively to get ahead, with the same technology that keeps your computer secure. Whoever expected that from studying games?
That was Seth Frey of the University of California, Davis. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.